This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live and in living color from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Nissan studio, to great radio stations across America and down in the Caribbean, too. And a hello to our special friends down there in the Bahamas, the U.S. Virgin Islands, St. Croix, and also in San Juan, Puerto Rico, AM 1000. Now, special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for keeping us free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, and the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And joining us right now, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, ladies and gentlemen, because our great country was founded with Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, the first thing I'm going to lead off with tonight is the fact that we have got our troops that are in Syria that are leaving the area that they've been assigned to right now over by Manbij in Syria, which is right there on the Turkish border. And they are moving off that that line that they have right there to another part of the area. They're not leaving the area altogether, as has been reported by the media, because the media didn't really know what they were talking about. But they are moving out of that area into a more secure area where they no longer will be the lead force in the fight against the remnants of ISIS that are still there in that area with the Kurds that have been there. Now, the Kurds have been given a choice. The fighters that have been fighting with us, they've been offered the opportunity to move back with us to the rear area, if you will, with their families, and some of them are taking up that opportunity and some of them aren't. So it's not all one way, as has been reported by the media, who's trying to stir once again this into a feeding frenzy by not telling you the whole truth of what's going on.
Well, exactly right. And the president yesterday, Captain, had a press conference where he spoke extensively on the change in policy and so forth. And also the president made it quite clear that, you know, Turkey would come under intense United States pressure. In fact, and if just paraphrase the president here, he said, you know, I did it once, I'll do it again, basically, going after their economy.
He can ruin them financially.
That's right, and very, very short order. So, you know, some of the reaction that we're getting, even from GOP senators and congressmen and so forth, and other GOP, VIPs, basically, is quite interesting. But also, just parenthetically, I might add, that it actually goes to show that the Trump support and this kind of thing, there's no monolithic support. It's not nobody's falling into line or doing these kinds of things. We're supposed to talk about policy decisions and give our opinions, and that's fine. But it's kind of being displayed almost universally, like Trump is backing away, and then the massacres will begin. And so it's interesting the president did speak against that yesterday at his press conference.
Yeah, and again, this is not the we're just there's a lot of Kurds there, first of all, and not all the Kurds that have been there have been fighting. Many of them have been in the camps. Now, they've been closing up those camps one by one, little by little, and Turkey's been letting some of them in, not all of them, into Turkey. They've been vetting them as Turkey vets them, because they obviously don't want ISIS in there, nor do they want the Kurds in there, per se. But they'll let them in there, and then they'll keep an eye on them. But it's been very matter of fact. So we'll see what happens here. And again, I will take the president at his word as to what he had to say. Now, the whistleblower testimony, the second whistleblower that's come forward. Did you happen to see Senator Mike Lee tonight on Shannon Bream's program?
I did not, unfortunately.
Well, he came on there and he said there's a lot of inequities here about this second whistleblower. It's almost like as if they watched what the first one did and then they tried to emulate it in such a manner. I'm just trying to paraphrase that because I don't have the words exactly in front of me. But the other thing that he said was don't believe anybody that's telling you about 20 senators or whatever in the United States Senate that are going to vote against the president. It's not true. It's not going to happen. The Republicans are joined together in not seeing to it that the Democrats are able to railroad their way through the Senate.
Well, right. In fact, I saw an article briefly yesterday or the day before that basically gave the idea that, you know, don't expect a repeat of what happened with Nixon. You know, the Democrats are trying, it's like they're fighting on all these different fronts for impeachment. They're obviously trying to get a critical mass. They have a very sympathetic media.
Yeah.
In the end, it was the senators who walked down Pennsylvania Avenue and told Richard Nixon they had the votes.
But here's the thing, okay? If they had the votes and they were ready to do anything at all, they'd already be doing it. They're playing blind man's bluff here. And they do not have the votes because there's about 30 congressmen and women that are in red states, solid red states. And if they vote for impeachment against this president with a situation that's not going to go anywhere, guess what? They'll be looking for new work next year.
That's right. Yeah, if they had the votes, they would do it, but they don't.
Nope. All right. Hold that thought. And we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And Kathy, give him the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hi, this is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah, and we got growing pains, folks. That's all I can tell you. I'm not going to tell you about exactly what's going on here just yet because I don't have all the listings in front of me, but there's a group of stations they've been working on for a while, and it's going to make us a major player in the game in terms of numbers. And it's all about numbers with radio stations. It'll take us way up the ladder here. But I'll be telling you more about that in the not-too-distant future. Anyway, Relief Factor is the sponsor for this segment right here. And as most of you know, I take Relief Factor and have been taking it for about 3.5 years. Now, the reason I take it is simple. I have arthritis, and arthritis hurts. And no matter what you do, you move around from here to there. And by the way, it was raining tonight. I went outside, and it was like somebody was jabbing me with needles. And then I had to come back in. But anyway, I took my Relief Factor, and I was okay. But back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, hip pain, whatever kind of pain you got, muscle aches and arthritis too. If you're stuck with some sort of medication and you want to get off it because maybe it's like I was, Mobic and Flexeril, which by the way, it had side effects and I got sick and tired of the side effects. And if you don't want to load up with Aleve or ibuprofen or a whole bunch of aspirin or Tylenol or whatever, then I want you to try Relief Factor, the 3-week quick start, $19.95, 3-week quick start. You'll have it in 3 to 5 days, and it worked for me, and hopefully it'll work for you. Now, you can go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's how you order the product. And when you get into the little box and it says who referred you, it doesn't have my name up there, so you just type in captain when you do that. And that gets you all the promotions and discounts and all that stuff. But $19.95, 3-week quick start, relieffactor.com/captain. Try it. Just try it and then stay on it. Do it the way it told you to take it to begin with. Don't cut any corners. And I'd be willing to bet you it's going to work. About 80% of the people that take it stay on it. All right. Kyle Porn, the professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Yesterday on Fox News, the gang was talking with Eric Trump, and they made reference to Chuck Todd and Ron Johnson, Senator Ron Johnson, on Sunday, which drew a lot of raves across the country. Here's what they were talking about.
But tell me about Ron Johnson, for him to get that exercise.
Listen, I know Ron very, I know him very well. I campaigned all across, you know, great state with him on a bus. We were on his bus. We were going around in 2016. And listen, he can be a tough guy. He can be a tough critic. And by the way he was defending my father on Chuck Todd, guys, it's very simple, right? I mean, you can just zoom out and boil this whole thing down. They know they're not going to win in 2020, right? I mean, just yesterday, a couple days ago, came out 3.5% unemployment, the lowest unemployment in 50 years in this country, arguably the lowest unemployment in the history of our nation, right? They know they can't win, so guess what? You know,
they don't want to talk about that.
Of course,
because
they
don't. That's a winner. They want to talk about the other
right.
stuff.
Hey,
they feel
Steve,
that your father's in peril.
This whole thing's a clown show. It's a clown show. They know they can't win. They're going to have their opportunity to win in 6 years. They should get very excited. They'll have their opportunity to win in 6 years. They know they can't win. The economy's too good. America's behind my father, right?
All right, I'm going to stop it right there because, again, what he's saying is absolutely true. And I was at a function over in Orlando on Saturday, and I had some converted Democrats that are now Republicans. I had some people that were independents that had been Democrats, and they were coming, and I had a bunch of Latinos come up to me and introduce themselves to me and tell me that they were proud to support Donald Trump, the President Trump, because they now, some of them had jobs, number one. Some of them were making more money than they've ever made in their life, number two. And the rest of them were just having a much better standard of living. I mean, everything was much better for them. How the hell can you beat somebody when things are that good?
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right. And I think one of the biggest aspects of this, Captain, is that President Trump is empowering people across the board. President Trump doesn't care about people's ethnicity or what color they are, et cetera, et cetera. All these things that we hear from the loony left and so many in the media. President Trump is putting together policies that help
yeah.
all these different people.
Right.
And they're not interested in the sort of race baiting that's
right.
going on. They want to live their lives.
Now, let's listen to the last minute of this Eric Trump discussion because it gets a little bit more detailed here. But what he's saying is everybody needs to hear this and understand.
You finally have patriotism back. You finally have religious liberty back. You finally have, you know, our military back and rebuilt. Our economy is booming. Everything the man said he was going to do, he did.
But when you're
he's driving them crazy.
When you're watching these shows, I'm thinking, oh, he's bringing up a good point. That's a good point. That's a question a lot of people in America have. But that's not the narrative that the media
right.
wants to hear. And so they interrupt,
right.
but they don't let these politicians finish their sentences.
And it's dangerous to this country. I mean, honestly, the media in doing that is they pose a danger to this nation. I mean, look at the advocacy there. Stephanopoulos, come on. Anybody ever seen the movie War Room? I mean, Stephanopoulos of all people. And by the way, he can't even answer. You know, when you had Jim Jordan out there saying, well, why did he get $1.5 billion from China? As a kid, by the way, that had a lot of problems, right? Why did he get $1.5 billion from China when the biggest hedge fund managers, the smartest guys in the world, with unbelievable track records every single year, year in and year out, they're beating the market, they can't pull 2 cents out of China. Why is Hunter Biden, with all the problems he had, getting $1.5 billion? And Stephanopoulos is sitting there stuttering. I mean,
where is Hunter Biden? All good questions.
Yeah, they're all good questions. Where is Hunter Biden? You haven't seen him lately because they don't want him to get out there in the middle of all this because they know he'll get drilled.
Well, sure. You know, if it was on their side, it's kind of like taking the vote or calling the roll in the House. If they had the votes, they would do it immediately so that Nancy Pelosi could come back to the podium and say, you see, the American people want this kind of stuff. And if Hunter Biden, you know, they would have him on every single show. There's certainly no shortage of shows for him to go on. And he could be telling his story and the whole thing could be vilifying Donald Trump. But the silence is deafening from that side.
Well, John Brennan, again, came out and said something, and I am so sick and tired of John Brennan and hearing what he has to offer, but this is his little discussion back and forth with Chuck Todd. I'll play a little bit of this.
I worked 33 years in national security, and I feel good about my record. And there's a lot of false information out there that now people take as gospel.
One of the things I used to do when I had to travel overseas professionally is read those CIA, the public fact sheets and CIA descriptions of the politics of and the what's happening in that country. How would the CIA assess the stability of the American government right now?
Oh, well,
if assessing America as if it was another country?
We would look at it as a very corrupt government that is under the sway right now of this powerful individual who has been able to just corrupt the institutions and the laws of that country.
What would you say about the stability of the democracy?
I think it's...
Wait a minute. Stability of the democracy. We aren't a democracy.
That's right. We're a federal republic.
Yeah, let's listen to the rest of this, because this will just get your blood going.
No longer, you know, a democracy if an autocrat has it in his hands. And people like Johnson and others are putty in his hands, which means that the democratic principles upon which this country was founded are eroding right now.
So the CIA would not assess America as a stable democracy?
I think, given the polarization of the country as well, there's just tremendous political instability here, and which is consuming the government now, and it's not able to take care of the issues that it needs to address, whether it be on the domestic front or the national security or the foreign policy front. So, yes, I think there's a real question about the stability.
Now, they must have used the word democracy 10 times between the two of them.
Right. Well, you know, Captain, and we keep hearing about, you know, unstable this and unstable that from that clip. But it seems to me that I suppose that it's a stable democracy as long as everyone voted for Hillary Clinton, you know, or it's an unstable democracy if the people voted for Donald Trump. And so, I mean, honestly, this is some kind of, you know, patting themselves on the back mutual admiration society that the American people tune in and just tune out of. Because, you know, honestly, our democracy is not destabilized or any of these kinds of things. In fact, there is an element, though, that wants to destabilize it. They want to take out a duly elected president of the United States.
Yep. And by the way, Clapper's in the middle of this, but he's the weak link when it comes to all these different people. But John Brennan, all you got to do is look at him. Look at his facial expressions. Watch what he does when he talks. See if he makes eye contact with the individual he's talking to. He doesn't. That's an underhanded person. And my dad told me a long time ago, he says, if you're talking to somebody and they won't make eye contact with you, they're hiding something.
Well, exactly. And your dad was quite wise, obviously, because that's exactly what's going on. And, you know, unfortunately, they have a platform. They believe they can get away with it, but there are those tells.
Well, when we come back, more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Got to take a little break here, and Kathy, again, is going to give you the phone number. So here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The very latest this hour on the impeachment inquiry, Democrats issuing subpoenas for documents to the Office of Management and Budget and to the Pentagon. President Trump reacts.
We won on the Mueller scam. That was a whole big deal that lasted for 2.5 years. We had a few days of peace, and then all of a sudden they came up with this one. But I guess it's just part of my life.
At the White House, President Trump calls the proceedings a scam.
This is a scam by the Democrats to try and win an election that they're not going to win in 2020.
And the president says he's confident the American people and those who voted for him back in 2016 see right through this charade.
The people understand it's a scam. They're trying to win an election in 2020 by using impeachment. If you look at that call, it's a perfect call. It's congenial. There was no pressure.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by my very good friends at the Geico Insurance Office nearest you. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they have a website, geico.com. And Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including your humble talk radio host. Now, your local GEICO office can help you find coverage for just about anything that you own, starting with your car, the truck that you're driving. They also offer coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV. How about your snowmobile? How about your Wave Runner or your Sea-Doo or your Ski-Doo? How about one of those? And they can also help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through the local GEICO insurance agency near you. So, go online, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com. Click on that link, and while you're there, find out what I already know, and that is that they can save you a bunch of money on your insurance. And if you're a safe driver, you continue to get those discounts year after year after year after year. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the president was facing a court decision that was made in New York State, I believe it was the New York Supreme Court, or maybe it was a federal judge, I forget which, that had said that the tax returns that the president had needed to be turned over to the New York prosecutors. And this was, I believe, Cyrus Vance Jr., who was the son of the former Secretary of State under Jimmy Carter, correct?
That's right. Right.
So, definitely a Democrat. And another federal judge delayed the order, and said that, and by the way, this is not the first time this has happened, and said the president did not have to hand over his tax returns to the prosecutors. Of course, the prosecutors in New York are going to file a challenge to that, and we'll see where that goes. But still, there's no record anywhere. And by the way, a sitting president of the United States cannot be investigated criminally or charged criminally while he's in office. You do know that, right?
Well, right. Yeah, there's that's part of that. I think is the policy from the Department of Justice overall, uh-huh. the federal level. Uh-huh. But then, of course, then you have the states which can't investigate or try to indict a sitting president. After if and when a president is ever removed from office, that might be a different story. But in this case as well, in the Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance Jr., this whole thing that they're trying to get the tax records for, the tax returns, has to do with the so-called hush money to women before the election, presumably including somebody like Stormy Daniels, that kind of thing. And so right now that's been put on the kibosh by the ruling.
Now, in the meantime, there was a ruling by the Supreme Court of the United States over the New York State income tax and whether or not people that had dual residences had to pay that tax or not. And the Supreme Court let the New York taxes on part-time residents stand the way it was. So that hasn't changed in that respect there.
Well, no, and I think you've got a lot of people. It's kind of like, you know, people that live in different states and they don't have state income tax and so forth, and they look to move to greener pastures. Well, this might just help that along a little bit as well.
Well, if you live 183, I believe, what's that, half a year, 183 days of the year, is that not right, the right number? Yeah, I believe it is. Yeah, there you go, 366. So 183. If you live 183 days of the year in another state other than New York, well, guess what? You didn't have to pay New York state income taxes.
Right.
And that makes perfect sense to me because you don't live there all the time. Maybe you conduct business there. Maybe you have an apartment, this, that, and the other. But you pay your taxes when you buy things there, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So it makes sense to me. Now, what is it like in California? What's the law out there?
You know, I'd have to check on that, but there may be some kind of similar arrangement. But, you know, we hear about this all the time, especially entertainers that come from different countries. They end up having to juggle their time accordingly to try to avoid massive taxes, like, for example, in Great Britain.
Now, you live in California, right?
Right.
Well, California just okayed the pharmacist to be able to dispense HIV prevention meds over the counter.
Yeah, this is very, very interesting. Exactly. I mean, it's come quite a long way from the mid-80s when AIDS was first discovered and first began to be understood for what it was. So, and a lot of times you had a lot of experimental things going on. So it's interesting to see just how far it's all come.
Yeah. And also, I don't know what's going on here with Amy Klobuchar, but all of a sudden she's come out of nowhere again and raised a whole bunch of money, $4.8 million for her presidential bid, which has got a lot of heads turning again because Joe's funding has gone down. Kamala Harris's funding is non-existent, just about. And it looks like as if we're going to have somebody out of the race here pretty quick. I don't know who it's going to be, Tulsi Gabbard or somebody.
Well, Tulsi Gabbard has really, you know, had a tough time of it as is. So I wouldn't be surprised if she didn't have to sort of fold here pretty soon. But it's interesting because you mentioned about Joe Biden. That's right.
Oh, and Cory Booker, too, for that matter. He's not doing very well.
Well, exactly. Exactly. And it's hard for these folks to get traction. And I think there's a lot of good reasons why they're not getting traction. But as you mentioned, Joe Biden's fundraising, his has gone down. And at the same time, somebody like Pete Buttigieg seems to to have outraised Biden over a certain period of time as well. So it could be there's some fluidity there, especially when you're looking at the Sanders situation because of his health and so forth, which may affect his presidential campaign ultimately. And then you're looking at Elizabeth Warren, and I think you've got a lot of people saying, wait a minute, if it's going to be Elizabeth Warren, what alternatives are there, at least in the crowd that they have right now? And I don't know, it's pretty slim pickings if you ask me, but that might be an explanation for some of that fluidity.
There is a Democratic congresswoman in big trouble right now, and it's none other than Ilhan Omar, because she's being challenged by a couple of different contenders right now. But her squeaky clean record is not squeaky clean anymore because of this divorce she's going through where she's lied about it. And there's all kinds of strange stuff going on here with this man who some people have said is her brother. We don't know if he is or not. But certainly she married him twice. And she married him the second time. She was already married to some other guy. I mean, geez, isn't that bigamy?
Well, yeah, to marry your own brother, it seems like that's like a...
No, I don't mean that. I mean, if you get married while you're already married, isn't that bigamy?
Well, right, yeah, exactly. And it's against the law in different...
And they are definitely checking her out because she may have violated the law. Now, she's not in violation now, but there is some discussion about the fact she's taken campaign funds that she's got and somehow or another diverted them to her boyfriend.
Exactly. We're talking over $200,000, some of which may have been there to help them conduct their affair, basically. Their alleged affair, and so the voters, Captain, you know, they tend to want to know what they want to know.
Yeah.
And Omar has tried to stonewall on this, saying she's not going to answer questions and stuff like that.
Yeah, and it's so alleged that the wife of the guy that she's having the affair with has filed for divorce because of adultery.
That's right. Yeah, I think he's denying it, but she says he admitted everything, is from what I understand.
Yeah, but she has proof, which could very much so embarrass the congresswoman big time, which is why I'm saying the people that are running against her, I mean, there's a strong possibility she may not be in Congress that much longer.
Well,
which wouldn't be a bad thing.
Well, no, and she really hasn't done the things that, you know, congressional representatives do. Again, she's like AOC. She's got this platform. She's some kind of instant star for the political side of things in the media, and you don't think of her as a regular representative because she doesn't do the things that people do when they're elected to Congress. It's all about some kind of agenda, and the voters, and especially in her district, have every right to throw her out and get somebody who will do the job.
Well, Chris Kelly, who's the police officer, who's the 27-year National Guard veteran who's had two tours in Iraq on top of everything else, plus being a police officer, he's the man for the job. So you people listening to me right now up there in the Twin Cities in Minneapolis, St. Paul, that's the person you need to get behind. He's a true American patriot. He would do you a lot better than Ilhan Omar.
Well, right, exactly, and I think people have had enough of the squad. I think it's going to be a major thing with the 2020 election, and could help the Republicans to take back the House.
Absolutely, it's going to be a battle cry. Okay, Kyle, tell us how to do your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, I'll talk to you a little bit later. Kyle Warren, everybody, he's a professor of politics, and check him out online. KyleWarrenShow.com. All right, well, we're coming back with our first Truckers Highway and Byway report. There is a major snowstorm out in the north-northwest tonight. We'll be telling you all about it, so don't go anywhere as we come back with your Truckers Highway and Byway report.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to go before you can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class. Grips that wheel with his callous hands. Nothing he's got was handed to him. All chickens out of Arkansas when he was green. With a worn-out cracker box of DMC. Now with a
That's Lila Martin. He's a working class, and that's how we get started with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report right now, brought to you by your Pilot Travel Center nearest you and or your Flying J. When you see them up there, the big billboard, when you're headed towards the truck stop, pull in there, check them out, see what they're all about. The Pilot Travel Centers these days are not your daddy's truck stop anymore. They are really, really decked out. Now, the weather tonight is kind of dicey if you're up there along I-90, I-94, I-80. You are going to have some trouble, and even I-70, you're going to have some trouble later today and or tonight in Colorado and also out there in Utah. Now, let me cut to the chase, because a strong storm system is forecast to dig across the west over the next several days before it reaches the plains and then comes across the plains. What it's going to do there, we don't know yet, but it looks like as if it's going to reinforce itself, and here it comes, a big old winter storm. But this powerful system is expected to produce heavy snow, dumping several feet from the north central Rockies into the northern plains, and winter storm warnings and watches are already widespread all across the region. Record cold temperatures are also anticipated across the west, with lows and low minimums mid to late week this week. So let's start out Washington State, central Washington in the mountains there. You've definitely got some snow in the upper mountains. You've got some high winds that could be also blowing some more snow around up there. Over in Idaho, it's pretty much down around where I-84 comes into Idaho, just before you get to Boise, around Big Bend in that area, up over the top of the mountains in there, got some snow. But up in Montana, it's boy, it's a winter wonderland, okay, with the winds, with the snow. We actually have a blizzard warning in parts of Montana tonight, out to the western part, northern part of Montana. So if you're up on I-94, you might be having a real challenge trying to get to where you're going tonight. I-90 going into Seattle, you're going to have some interesting fun. By the way, 4th of July, looks like they'll be chaining up, because you got the blizzard warning up there, too. And then across the rest of Montana into Rapid City, South Dakota, into the western part of South Dakota, you've got snow. It is getting worse as the day and the night continues into tomorrow. You definitely will have snow down into the southern part and central part of Wyoming, coming across I-80. And if you're going up I-25 north out of Denver, you'll run into it probably about the time you hit the Wyoming line. It'll be with you all the way up into Montana, wherever you're going. I-15. I-15 tonight, coming out of Nevada, going into Utah, up around I-70, where I-70 comes in right about there. You are going to have some snow in the mountains there, especially I-70 going up over the top over Richfield that way towards Colorado. You'll have some scattered snow in the mountains as you go north of Salt Lake City, headed up I-15. That's all subject to change today, too, I might add. And then North Dakota, some winds there this morning. There will be some snow that will be starting up there, just a question of how soon and how much, because this system is moving, as I said, to the east. You also have some unsettled weather conditions in the western part of Minnesota tonight, where you've got some winds blowing around there, too. Down in Nebraska, central part of Nebraska, winds there. Northern central part of Kansas, winds there. Again, Colorado, a lot of wind blowing around Colorado tonight. We'll just have to wait and see what happens with the snow. It could or could not hit you, depending on which way this thing decides to go. If it comes a little bit further south, you'll get it. If it stays up north, you probably won't, except in the higher elevations in the mountains. Now, going east, we've got some rain tonight, believe it or not, along the Wisconsin and Iowa line. right there around Sioux City, Iowa. And they got some winds up there around Green Bay. You've got a frost, a big old frost tonight, western part of Michigan. You've got a dense fog advisory tonight in the western part of Pennsylvania to include Pittsburgh over into Ohio. That would run you along I-70 right there and I-77 for the fog that's right there, and then just up off the northwestern corner of West Virginia there, too, for the fog. And then you got some winds scattered across the central part of Tennessee tonight, up into the central part of Ohio, and down in Florida. You've got quite a bit of rain moving around as a low-pressure system comes across Florida with the counterclockwise winds and the rains coming around. And just kind of, it's not a heavy rain, but it is a steady rain when they get it, so be careful there on the roads, I-4, I-75, I-95, and Alligator Alley, because the low-pressure system is moving slowly as we speak right now across Florida into the Atlantic Ocean, and we'll see what happens there. And then out in California, Northern California, into Medford, Oregon, I-5. You got a frost warning there tonight. Might even be some ice in the mix there on the highways and byways there, because the temperatures are such that it could be freezing over there right now. And you got quite a bit of wind in the northern part of California tonight, too. And then, of all things, there's a red flag warning on the line in the mountains there on the line of Nevada and California from about Modesto down to Bakersfield in the mountainous areas there. So that's what you're looking at there tonight. Now, keep in mind, again, that the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by your pilot and Klein J. Again, not your daddy's truck stop anymore, for sure, because the pilot travel centers, you're going to go in there, and instead of getting the old customary hot dog from years ago and a cup of coffee or the soda and a bag of chips, you're going to be able to find all sorts of things. Might find an Arby's, a Chester's Chicken, a Dairy Queen. Could find a Denny's, a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, a Wendy's. Might find a Cinnabon. Could find a Huddle House, Moe's Southwest Grill, and even a full-service Dunkin' Donuts that offers breakfast, lunch, and dinner on the menus now, because they have branched out and they do have some food in there besides just having donuts and the Dunkin' Donuts. So, not your daddy's truck stop anymore, Flying J Pilot. Stop by. Check them out. You'd be glad you did. Pilot Travel Centers now, all the amenities that they got over to Flying J's to boot there in the pilots in the travel centers. Now, coming up top of the hour, Ms. Rosemary has the night off, so she won't be on. So we'll be coming back on, and we'll be doing our normal news and taking a look and checking the headlines during the top of the hour news, see what it is that's going on right now across the country and around the world. And if you want to call in after the top of the hour, you can. The number is 877-969-8600. And don't forget that here on this program, it's all about we the people, because what we do here is we're Americans first on this program, and we definitely don't want to have anybody thinking that we're a democracy when we're not. Because I keep hearing that. Like I said, we must have heard that 10 or 12 times in that one interview there talking about the democracy. These people don't even know what the hell they're living in, but it's not a democracy. I'll guarantee you that one. All right, we'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming back. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, take us to break, please.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Oh, Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.